music, you'll probably realise that we've now got our visitors in the recording studio, and we're and we're very, very pleased to welcome Shirley.
Good morning.
And Sarah.
Good morning.
Both from the So Excited Morris Dancing
Group. No, Anne, you don't say it like that.
Oh, sorry.
The way you say our name is
So Excited!
Right, I'm sorry, I should have realised. How do you spell this name then?
It is spelt as So, and the X is the capital letter X, followed by Sighted.
Ah, oh, sighted as in vision.
Yes.
Oh, very clever.
And the sticks, the Morris sticks, are the X symbol on the X.
Oh, I see, yes, because you've got a nice logo as well on your Facebook page, haven't you?
Yes, it's of a blue eye with the name of our Morris group, So Excited, written across the front. And as Sarah explained, the X is depicted as two Morris sticks crossed over together. We then have So, which is written in red, and is depicted as ribbons attached to the one stick.
Yes.
And the sighted word is written in yellow, and that's another flowing ribbon which writes the sighted word.
Right. So can you give us a little lesson to start with about how did Morris dancing originate? Because, you know, we don't really know why you decided to do Morris dancing. What appealed to you about it?
Well, Morris dancing is a form of street theatre, and the steps in Morris dancing is very similar to Scottish dancing and folk dancing. And we know that Morris dancing was around at the beginning of the 20th century because it has been reported so in 1897 in Bromsborough Heath. And it is thought that workers during the winter months who were short of work, it was a way of earning extra money by dancing and musicians playing. Just as buskers do today, as a way of earning extra money on the streets.
Oh, so how did your Morris group come together?
Well, we originally formed, it was a lady called Jenny, who is a local site and support worker for a local sight loss charity. And she's been Morris dancing for about 30 years. And she came up with the idea of teaching us. And she asked around and said, would anyone like to have a go? And a few of us said, yes, we'd like to have a go. A couple of us had done country dancing in the past and Scottish dancing. And we got together one week, hired a local village hall, and it went from there, really.
Right, thank you. And what Morris style are you, and what's your uniform?
We're Border Morris, and our uniform consists of a black jacket with tattered rags, pieces of material sewn to it, which are really vibrant colours, which helps with our sight loss. So those of us who have got a little bit of sight still can see the vibrant colours. They're fluorescent coloured tatters and a mixture of other colours. And we have black trousers or skirts.
Oh, bells.
And bells.
Lots
not
of
bells.
Yes.
And a bowler hat with lovely crocheted flowers on. One of the members of the group crocheted about 100 flowers for us. We sewed those on. And lots of ribbons.
And we use sticks.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have white sticks.
White. That's not usual for Morris dancers.
No, usually they're made out of hazel, I think, and they're quite hard wood, and they can splinter when the sticks get clashed together vigorously. So we decided that it probably wasn't best for us to try them and go for white plastic piping to use as sticks.
But we wanted to be unique, being visually impaired, so really the white sticks represent our white canes.
Oh, I see.
With hazard warning tape on the end.
Oh, yes, 5 inch yellow and black tape.
This is the sound they make.
Yes. What sort of music? This is a strange question for me to ask, but what sort of music do you dance to? And who provides the music?
Oh, well, we will dance to anything that's played, anything with a beat to it. But of course, there are written dances and music specially for Morris dancing. And we do have a group of musicians, an accordion player, a drummer, of course, because we have to listen to the tempo of the beat to know what move we're supposed to be doing to that music. We have a saxophone player, flute player, and a couple of percussionists, tambourines. You've got a tambourine here?
Yes.
Ribbons all over it.
And we make as much noise as possible.
Right.
That is the aim of our fun on our Friday afternoon.
Yes. Well, so I have
lots
to confess.
Of bowls and a stick we use.
Stick. That's an interesting looking stick. It's like a broom handle with lots of bottle tops on it and ribbons. So what's that called?
Lagerphone.
Lagerphone, sounds like.
Yes. And the bottle tops are from bottles of beer and lager that we've collected at the Three Horseshoes, the pub next door to Poolbrook Village Hall.
This sounds like a useful coincidence that your practice hall is next door to a pub.
Yes, well, we...
It's a great advantage.
We did want it to be a social occasion.
Right.
And they have been very welcoming.
Yes. Oh, great. So I suppose at this point I ought to confess that my question about the music was quite a frivolous one, because I'm the saxophone player in this group and I feel very privileged to be allowed to join it. The rules of the group are that all the dancers are blind or visually impaired, but musicians can be sighted, so there are some sighted musicians, even though two of us are visually impaired. So it's great fun to be part of a mixed group, I would say, like this. And all have fun
don't
together.
Don't forget our four-legged friend as well.
Well, Taylor, yes. And somebody said he's the best dancer
the
in
best
the group.
Best dancer,
he
yes.
is, definitely, I think.
And at the moment, I think one of our favourite dances, called Clee Hill, where, as part of the routine, at the end of the dance, we all make one big circle and then dance off the dance area, and he gets called in and parades off with us, and he absolutely loves being involved.
That's great. Because normally guide dogs don't wear any sort of decoration, do they? But when he's a member of the Morris group, I think he's allowed to.
Well, Taylor does exactly the same as I do. We are a partnership, and he does have a bright yellow ribbon attached to his harness along with the crocheted flowers. So he does look very attractive and he's certainly part of the group.
Yes. So how do you manage to learn the dances and dance together, considering you all have a visual impairment of some kind?
Well, we use our hearing a lot and we listen to the beats, the rhythms and the instructed verbal instructions from the dance teacher, and at first, you know, we have a few bumps, we bump into each other and we have a few giggles about it, but then we use our memory. So each week we do it, we remember a set of the music, you know, what movements were in that sort of set, and it just comes really over the weeks. We all help each other, and it's great fun.
Wonderful. And have you danced out publicly at all?
Yes. Our first dance out was at the end of May, and it was a fundraising event held by the Three Horseshoes at Poolbrook, and it was for a two-year-old girl who has a rare disease, and the funds were raised to help to buy special equipment. She'd also recently been registered as visually impaired. So it was our first dance out, and we were extremely nervous, but we were also on home ground and doing it for a very good reason. And we were all elated afterwards at how well it had gone and what we'd achieved. So that really encouraged us, along with all the applause we received as well.
So that was your first one?
Our first. Since then, we've danced out at Bromsberrow Heath Village Store to help raise the profile of the store, along with the well-known Morris Group Silurians, who've been going for 50 years now, and they made us very welcome. We've also fundraised on behalf of Sight Concern at a fun day put on by Southco Company for their employees.
Right.
And next Saturday, the 10th, we will be performing at Sarah and Rob's wedding.
Congratulations, Sarah. That's lovely. And what sort of dance will you do at this wedding?
Well, as my new name will be Walker, Mrs. Walker, we have called it Walker's Wedding.
You've called it Walker's Wedding?
We have.
So there wasn't originally a dance called Walker's Wedding?
No, so this is the, our dance.
So, you've invented it?
Well, a member of the So Excited, a gentleman called Arnold Penny, has actually made the dance up for us and created it, choreographed it. So we've been practicing this over the weeks, and we've finalised it to what we think's okay now, and we're going to perform it on the day of the wedding. So right. It's all exciting stuff.
It is. Brilliant. So, what do you personally get out of Morris dancing?
I personally get a sense of achievement, feeling part of the community, working together as a team, learning a new skill, having fun, a lot of giggles go on. I love music anyway. I hadn't really done a lot of physical exercise before, so this is great. It's introduced me to exercise, so I'm hopefully getting fitter. And, well, lots really. I think one of the biggest things is being involved in the community and feeling that you're doing something, you're out there, you're showing people that just because you're visually impaired or blind, you can do these things, you can do new challenges, you can get out there, enjoy life, and just have great fun really with friends, making new friends. Yeah, it's loads of stuff, you know, it just really gives you a good sense of well-being and enjoyment.
Great. So would you encourage our listeners, if any of them are interested in joining you, would you encourage
them
to come along?
Definitely.
And how can they contact you?
We have an email address, which is soexcited, all one word, soexcited@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, again, So Excited Morris. And you can also get in touch by phone. And Sarah, your number?
0791 333 4282.
Well, great. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thank you for having us today. And we just hope that inspires some visually impaired people who are listening to come along, give us a go, and see what they think.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.